The Bath Gardening Club and Horticultural Society are planning to expand the Bath Sunday Market thanks to a community grant they received this week. The township's community grant committee met this week for their first round of applications in 2025. Live Music Sundays also received a grant to be able to pay artists more. Lori Minorgan with the Bath Gardening Club and Horticultural Society noted the benefit of having and growing a market in the area.
The market provides a great opportunity to promote the Bath Museum, the Fairfield Goods Sighthouse, other historical sites in Loyalist, and to promote culture days. We plan to reach out to surrounding communities and municipalities to promote the market. We believe we can make the market bigger and better and draw thousands of tourists to Bath. It's a win-win.
Minorgan mentioned other members of their group and the work they've been doing.
Our market coordinator, Linda Cohen, she is a member and a volunteer, and she has worked with local farmers, artisans, and food vendors to expand the market and to offer high-quality goods to the public. Already, our market manager, Tara Williamson, has created a new website, an Instagram page, added significantly to our Facebook page, and designed some eye-catching promotional material. Tara has successfully managed the Frontenac Farmers Market for the past 2 years and has grown it from 6 to over 50 vendors. As of today, we have 6 farmers, 22 artisans, and food producers registered for this year's market. By opening day, we expect to have over 30 vendors.
Minorgan spoke about their plans going forward.
Our plans for 2025 include introducing more children's activities throughout the market season, more musical entertainment, and special events.
Committee member Diane Pierce showed her support for funding the market.
I think that this is a great project, and anything we can do to support it is a good move, I think.
Organizer of Live Music Sundays, Bon Evans, noted the importance of activities and events in the area.
I would like to say I was very supportive of the Bath Market, putting that together as well. It's a wonderful thing. It's just right around the corner from my house, and it does bring a lot of people to the Bath area, same as Live Music Sundays. So it's great to see the support to our little area out here drawing people out.
Amherst Island Agricultural Society was approved for a grant of up to $100,000 for their fairgrounds event hosting infrastructure and equipment project. The amount is dependent on future third-party contracts. The Gibson Family Healthcare Charitable Foundation was denied for a $60,000 grant for a wheelchair-accessible bus to transport residents. Out of the remaining 12 community grant applications, the committee approved 11, totaling nearly $88,000. A group named Green Schools Green Future was denied a request for $10,000 for educational programs for students of Loyalist Township. The committee denied the application because they were unfamiliar with the Toronto-based organization. For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.